You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is the week of the Concordia On Air College Fair. So excited to share with you Concordia University, Wisconsin today. Joining me by phone today, Michelle Hoffman, Director of Enrollment at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you as my guest today and looking forward to learning more about Concordia University, Wisconsin, and excited to have you here on Faith and Family. Concordia University, Wisconsin is underwriter for Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. So wonderful to get to have friends from Concordia, Wisconsin today. Michelle, tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to Concordia University, Wisconsin.
Sure. I've been in the field of higher ed for about 14 years now. In the role of director, I started off as an admissions counselor, as most of us do. So I have experience working with the traditional undergrad population, international students, non-traditional in that adult ed front market, as well as the graduate programs. I've been in the field, like I said, for 14 years and have been with Concordia for the last little over 8 years.
There are a lot of great things about Concordia. What do you personally love about Concordia University, Wisconsin? We'll get to all the unique things about it in just a little bit. How about you, though? What do you love about
it? Sure. What I love best about Concordia is just the community atmosphere. You know, we do have a small campus, and I think when people walk around the campus when they're here on tour and when we walk through campus in the halls as faculty and staff, there's just a really nice sense of family and community where you know that you're in a community that cares about you and cares about your success. That's really the most important thing to me, and I think that really rings true for a lot of our faculty and staff. And when you ask them why they love it here, I think that's really the answer that I hear most frequently. And that's really what matters most to me, is we are filled with a community of people who care about our students and just really want them to be successful, both while they're here and especially once they leave these walls and go on to do great things.
Where would we find Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Sure. We're located in Mequon, Wisconsin, which is about 15 miles north of Milwaukee. So we have a great, you know, suburban, safe campus right on Lake Michigan, but we're close to all that downtown Milwaukee has to offer.
Very good. So pretty easy to get to, easy to find, not too far from, like you said, from downtown Milwaukee. So
yeah, and from downtown Chicago also, which mm-hmm. is nice. So we have easy access to airports and trains and buses and all of that.
Very good. Very good. Well, let's talk about Concordia University. What makes it unique? What are the programs available at Concordia, academic programs and preparing for future careers and vocations?
Sure. Well, we have 6 academic schools. Our most recent school are the School of Nursing, which we've had nursing since for many years, but we've added them as an individual school, and then the School of Pharmacy. So that makes us only the second School of Pharmacy in the state of Wisconsin, which is a huge benefit for our students because the first school and primary school for pharmacy in the state has always been the University of Wisconsin. So for students who really want that faith-based institution in a small private setting, that option hasn't been available. So it's very nice for us to be able to be another option for students in that pharmacy realm. But we do have more than 70 majors across those 6 schools, some of our most popular being in the areas of business, nursing, education, and those pre-health professions. So we have a number of accelerated programs that lead into our graduate fields in things such as physical therapy, physician assistant, occupational therapy. So those are our most popular programs.
Lots of programs. Some that that some are traditional, like you said, undergrad or bachelor's degree, and mm-hmm. some go right into graduate studies as well, it sounds like.
Correct, yes. So the students have a lot of options, whether they want to complete the 4-year bachelor's degree and then go on to graduate study, and some have the option of doing some of those accelerated programs, even a unique program like Business Scholars, where students can earn both a business management degree and the MBA in 4 years of study.
Well, lots of programs to choose from. How do we find information on those programs?
Sure. All the information is available on our website, which is www.cuw.edu, where you can search by the school, search by the area of academic program that you're interested in, as well as just reaching out to our admissions office so we can send some specific information as well.
All right. Let's talk about what it's like to be a student at Concordia University, Wisconsin. We've talked about the programs available.
Sure.
What's it like to be a student? What are, in addition to your studies, what are other things you might do as a student at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Sure. Very involved academic and spiritual life and community activities. So we have more than 70 clubs and organizations. So things ranging from student government to our campus ministry groups, singing groups, bands. A lot of our students are involved in one of our 28 NCAA Division III sports. So athletics is a very big part of our campus community, as well as the intramurals. But we really have a very faith-based community, so you'll find a ton of those organizations that are doing fabulous service events, both here locally as well as in the larger, you know, United States region, as well as some study abroad opportunities as well. So I think you'll find a lot of students are involved in many things. So a lot of involvement across all those different areas, which is really nice just to see our students so involved in, you know, giving back. And service is just a key component of the vast majority of the students that we are recruiting. They're students who want to make a difference in the world. And so they really are involved here on campus and doing that through all those variety of activities.
Wow. So opportunities to study around the world. Where are students going? Where are they studying?
Definitely. We have students going all over. We have students in the Caribbean. We have students in Europe. We have quite a number of programs actually in China as well. So the students really have a lot of opportunities, as well as there's grants available for students. That's really something that we view getting that international experience, and especially from a mission perspective, to be able to take that experience to other places in the world is so unique to be able to do that. And so we really try to make that study abroad experience happen for students and to help make it affordable.
So on campus and around the world, lots of opportunities. Mm-hmm. What about the arts on campus?
Sure. So we have a very active, you know, theater program. We have many different musical groups, from singing groups to handbell choirs, different instrumental groups, and they are doing activities here on campus, but also performing around the world. So that's a really exciting experience for our students and something that they really enjoy doing.
And in addition to the arts, what about athletics?
Yeah, so NCAA Division III, a very active community. Last year, about 30% of our students competed in one or more athletic sports teams, so at the varsity level. And we have added some new sports this year with women's field hockey and women's triathlon, which are, you know, pretty unique, the triathlon one. And so we're really excited about some of those. And you'll find all of our students really participating, coming to the events, you know, just as a spectator, going to the CIT tournament, which I'm sure a lot of the Concordias will talk about. But that's just such an exciting adventure for us each year. So that's something that the students really like here, is just having that experience of community through athletics as well.
Okay, you mentioned CIT. I don't know if we've covered that yet.
That's the Concordia Invitational Tournament. It takes place over our winter break, and it's the big basketball tournament where the Concordias are competing against each other. So we rotate at different Concordias.
So it's a you root for Concordia no matter what team you're rooting for, right?
Well, you want your home team to win.
Right, but you can cheer for Concordia.
We can.
because they're all
Concordia.
They're all called Concordia.
So. Exactly. You never go wrong with that.
Right, exactly. Well, so athletics and the arts all are certainly a great part of Concordia life. Mm-hmm. What about spiritual life for students at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Sure. We offer chapel every day for our students. Not required, but we definitely see a ton of students participating, as well as our faculty and staff. So it's really a time to bring everyone together, to just start that day off with that message and devotion together. As I was saying earlier, the campus ministry team on campus is extremely involved in coming up with different activities and service projects. It's something that really matters to our students and is something that unites our students. And what I find is students often coming in who maybe don't have a strong faith or possibly no faith, that they really experience that Lutheran perspective here, and they just get that sense of what that can mean in spiritual life and faith-filled life. And so that's really a very important piece of what makes Concordia special and what students really love about Concordia. So that's a very active piece of our campus community.
I think we've anything else about campus life what about living on campus?
Mm-hmm, sure, yeah. So we have 8 different residence halls, so students can live in anything from singles, doubles. There's some facilities that have up to 9 students in suite-style living. You know, one of our, you know, beautiful dorms looks right out over Lake Michigan. So there's a lot of options, you know, as well as a student center and many different dining options. We do have about 65% of our students are resident students, so that having that robust campus life and, you know, activities at night and on the weekend, it's just really important to that campus community feel.
And there's something unique about this campus, if I remember correctly, that others might appreciate, especially in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
What's
yes,
that?
So we have a complete tunnel system available. So students never have to leave the outside and enter into that cold Wisconsin winter. They have the option to wear those flip-flops and those shorts that they want year-round. So that is something that students really enjoy in the wintertime. And it's just they can connect all their buildings and get to the cafeteria and the chapel and the library, all through using our underground tunnel system.
That's unique. I've not heard of other universities that have that. So even if you live in a warmer climate and you come north to Concordia University, Wisconsin, you don't have to endure that outside cold weather all the time if you don't want to. You don't have to walk outside on campus. You can just take those tunnels to get everywhere.
Exactly.
That's great. Well, tell me a little bit more about what we need to know, what those high school juniors and seniors mm-hmm. need to know as they're thinking about, choosing a college, what they need to know, what their parents need to know.
Sure. Well, we know that it can be an overwhelming process. We know that a lot of schools sound very similar to students, and what we really want to help them do is to make that distinction and find out what makes each school unique. We talk a lot when we have students visit about how to find that best fit for you, and the best fit's not always going to be Concordia, Wisconsin, and we feel that our job in admissions is to help a student kind of guide through that process and figure out what they're looking for, what are their priorities. What majors are they interested in? What kind of a campus community are they looking for? That faith-filled aspect is so important. What matters to them in that decision? And so we really try to guide them through that process. I think for us, a lot of process is, how do you get through the admissions process? What do you need to submit? What's the timeline going to be? We really like to talk to people about financial aid. We know that college is an expensive endeavor, and so we want to help students understand what are their merit scholarship opportunities, what grants and loans are available to a student, what's available for parents, what's available for students. So we really try to walk through that process and help make that a little bit easier for them, because we do know that it can be an overwhelming process.
There's a lot that goes into it, into preparing for that. So I'm sure that's much appreciated, that help getting through that process.
Yeah, we understand that's certainly a big decision, and we just want to be able to answer all their questions and make sure that they feel comfortable with that decision, because in the end, it is a big decision, and we want them to have the best experience possible.
What's the best way to get that real experience and really learn what Concordia University is all about?
Well, obviously, we always try to recommend that everyone comes to visit campus. We truly feel that, our campus is such a blessing and it's so beautiful that bringing people to campus is really the best way for us to be able to explain all the fabulous things about Concordia, excuse me. And, a piece of paper can never do that for you. All the best brochures in the world can never really explain what a campus community feels like. And we want people to feel at home here. And so we always recommend that people come to campus. We have a number of different visit options, from personalized visits every day of the week where you tell us what you want. So if you want to meet with your admissions counselor, you want to meet with financial aid, you want to meet with a faculty member in the business school, you want to meet with an athletic coach, we'll set up all those different appointments for you and give you a tour of campus. And we also have just visit days. So some people, just based on schedules, want to be able to come and spend a couple hours here, kind of get a bunch of that done all at one time and be around other students and see what that feels like as to who are the other prospective students looking at the school. So there's a lot of different options. So we have 3 visit days in the fall this coming year, October 8th, October 28th, and November 12th. And then we have 2 days specific for juniors in the spring, April 7th and April 21st. But then we obviously do all those personalized visits and some Saturday visits throughout the year.
Lots of opportunities to visit. Mm-hmm. Who would we meet on a visit?
Sure. On a general visit, we always set you up with a tour. You get to meet with one of our students as well as our admission staff. And then we really give people the options from there about whether they want to meet with a faculty member or financial aid or an athletic coach. And we really try to tailor that visit to whatever information they really want to receive while they're here.
Tell me about the professors who make up the faculty of Concordia University.
Sure. I think we have a fabulous faculty who are really dedicated to our student success. I think what I love to hear from our students is that they really feel that the faculty care about them, are concerned about them, they're available outside of their scheduled teaching times and office hours, really sharing that, email address and phone number and, reach out to me whenever you have questions or concerns. And I think that's really an important part of, who the campus community is here, that they're just very dedicated to our student success and really bringing that real-world practical experience. They're people with obviously the levels of degrees that they need, but really real-world experience so they can share those stories of what it's like to be in this field and helping our students with internships and research opportunities, just so they can really learn, what am I going to be doing in this field, and how does that work, and what are my opportunities? I think that's really one of the most important things, is getting students that information they need for what they're going to be doing in the real world when they're done with us.
What's the best way to find out more and to learn more about the programs at Concordia, learn about all these things that we've been talking about?
Sure. Obviously, I would say the best way is to just come visit campus through one of those dates, which you can find more information on our website at cuw.edu/visitcuw. And that explains all the different options from personalized visits to group visits and visit days. And there where we can really set up a time for them to talk to a faculty member about the program that they're interested in.
cuw.edu. That's the place, a good place to start to find out, you know, what those dates are and of the visit events and find out more about the programs. What about a phone number?
Sure, 262-243-4300. I'll take you straight to the admissions office.
Excellent. What do you think, Michelle, what do you think makes Concordia University, Wisconsin stand out from other colleges, other universities?
Sure, I just would say our mission drives everything we do here, and we're really caring about our students' success, and that's the main goal of everyone here at the university. It really drives all our decision-making, and as to new programs we're going to offer, new programs we're going to have at the clubs and organizations level and sports level, and that's just something that really drives absolutely everything about what we do here.
Who are the graduates of Concordia University? What are they prepared for? What are they doing when they leave Concordia University?
I think what you'll find is our students are going on to graduate school. They are getting positions in the field and are really just bringing a lot of the things that they've learned here to be mission-minded and making good decisions and always, you know, bringing that faith aspect to everything that they do. And what I love best, I think that their experience is really that community, and they want to bring that to others and share that their goals and their interests and are really giving back to the community, which is something that service part of what they were doing here as a student, they're really bringing into the workforce and into their graduate study. And we have a lot of students going on immediately for a variety of grad programs, especially in the health sciences areas, and then even continuing here at Concordia for programs such as an MBA program or an organizational leadership and administration degree. Many people are going on in the field of teaching, which is fabulous, both in Lutheran schools as well as public schools. And we just really enjoy hearing from our students as to all the exciting and fun things that they're doing.
Very good. Very good. Share with us, I'd like to go back. Earlier we talked a little bit about where Concordia University, Wisconsin is located. Mm-hmm. I'd like to learn a little bit more about the community where Concordia University is in Mequon. What's Mequon like? You mentioned earlier it's just outside Milwaukee.
It is, yeah. Small community. We're in Ozaukee County, right along Lake Michigan. Mequon itself has about 20,000 people. We are very close to some other areas, historic downtown of Cedarburg. So about only 20 minutes from Milwaukee, but very, very safe community. We've always been ranked as one of the top safest campuses in the country. So that's something that really means a lot to us and is a very important factor for parents, obviously, as well. But there's just a lot of things to do that are very close by. And even with hiking along the lake, we have some great areas for that. Lots of festivals in Wisconsin, especially in the Milwaukee and Cedarburg areas. Great art museum downtown. So it's really nice because whether you're looking for, you know, fine dining, if you're looking for sports activities, hiking, obviously the beautiful lakeshore, we have all of that right here.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like for us to think about as we're looking at, you know, what makes Concordia unique, why we should schedule that visit?
Sure. I would just say again, that faith-filled mission is really what drives us. I think we are very very minded in the getting our students exactly what they're going to need for their career, getting them the academic information they need, but wanting them to really be involved, building up our community here and building up our surrounding community, whether that's right here in Mequon or down in Milwaukee. I mean, it's really important for us that our students are giving back and that really that they're just taking that knowledge and kind of giving back to their community as well. And I think students really feel that here, both from the faculty, students, and staff, and that's something that we just want them to give back and take on when they leave us.
Very good. And you mentioned some upcoming events on campus for students to check out, some visit days.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about, you know, what would happen during those times there. You said you get to meet some folks on campus.
Sure. Those days we like to kind of call a one-stop shop to learning a lot about Concordia in one day. So they'll come in, they'll have a presentation about the admissions process and financial aid. They'll meet with some of our representatives from student clubs and organizations. study abroad. They have opportunities to actually meet with all of our different academic program faculty. So they can, if they have, you know, more than one major they're interested in, they can sit down and talk with each of those departments to get more information on the program and learn about internships and study abroad opportunities and field work and how that all works. They also have the time to meet with coaches if they'd like. And then they're obviously going on a tour and really having some specific time with our students. We like to do a student panel so they can hear best from them, because who's a better testament to what we're doing here than our current students? So they really get all of that in one day. Usually we're here from about 9 to 2 for the visit days.
Very good. Well, again, CUW.edu is the website, right, Michelle?
That's it, yes.
Check it out. Find out more information about Concordia University. The next upcoming visit day?
The first one this fall will be October 8th.
October 8th, first chance to go check out Concordia University, Wisconsin. We'll share more information on our website as well. It's been a pleasure talking with you today, Michelle. Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we wrap up today?
No, just that we'd love to have them visit our campus, and we'd be excited to show them our beautiful lakeshore property.
Concordia University, Wisconsin. Michelle Hoffman, Director of Enrollment. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you so much.
Joining me by phone now, Trammell Lines, Concordia University alum. Trammell, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you very much.
Tell me a little bit about what brought you to Concordia University, Wisconsin.
So I'm actually from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and Concordia University, Wisconsin has a hockey team, and I'm a hockey player, so that was one of the reasons. Obviously, we're right on Lake Michigan. It's a beautiful campus, and the Christ-driven atmosphere was also a huge part of it.
So what did you study as a student at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
I was a criminal justice undergrad degree, so JPP undergrad, and then I had minors in speech communication and theater, but I was also part of the Organizational Leadership and Administration Scholars Program, which means I got my master's degree in Organizational Leadership and Administration and my undergraduate degree in Justice and Public Policy in my 4 years here.
And what has that led to? What are you up to now?
So actually, when I was a student here, I was a student worker in the admissions office, and that actually led to me getting a job in the admissions office. So now I'm an admissions counselor at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and I loved it so much for my 4 years, I decided to stick around for at least a few more.
Oh, very good. What was the highlight of your time as a student at Concordia University?
I'd say the highlight was definitely the people that I was surrounded by. So here at Concordia, Wisconsin, there is great people on kind of every corner of the school. Everywhere you go, you're meeting people that are very helpful, very intelligent, but then also very faith-driven. A lot of what we do is mission-oriented, community-oriented, and that was one of the best parts about being a student here.
What would you say to that high school junior or senior looking at Concordia? What's your advice to that student who's trying to navigate all of the questions they have and all the information coming to them right now as they're thinking about college?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's definitely a tough decision. They're probably getting hit, like as you said, with a lot of different information. I would recommend, you know, listen to your parents. I think that's a good one. And make sure you try and visit every college that you can while classes are in session. So if you want to see what the school is like while everyone's there, see what the atmosphere is like, meet with professors that are going to be in your major, and just try and see where you would fit in if you were going to be a student there.
Very good. Well, what was, just for fun, what was your favorite class at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Oh, my favorite class. That is a great question. I would probably just have to say I took a terrorism class. So as a criminal justice major, I was able to do some elective classes, and it was fascinating to do a class focused right around that kind. Obviously, it wasn't the most, I guess, fun-loving class, but it was so informative and just so fascinating on the preventative measures that the criminal justice system takes now. That was definitely probably the most interesting class that I took here.
Very good. Other activities you were involved in as a student?
Yeah, so I was, like I mentioned earlier, I was on the hockey team, so I was recruited here to do that. That was kind of my main focus coming in as a freshman. So I played hockey all 4 years. I was a defenseman, but I also got involved in a lot of different things. So my freshman year, I got heavily involved in the theater program, and I did that all throughout. My last show that I did, I was Wilbur in the musical Hairspray, and I did a couple other things throughout my 4 years. Like I said, I was a worker in the admissions office, so I gave tours and talked to prospective students a lot, and I did that my senior year. But my sophomore and junior year, I was also an RA, so a resident assistant, which just kind of meant I was a little bit of a peer leader in my hall, so I was able to communicate with all the different guys in my hall, ask what they needed. If they needed anything whatsoever, I was just kind of their go-to guy for that kind of stuff. So involved in a few different things. We also have Zoe the comfort dog. So Zoe works in our counseling center. She's a 3-year-old golden retriever, and she just kind of works on campus. She does a typical 8 to 4:30 kind of schedule, and so I was one of her handlers, and we just walked around. We would go to chapel. We'd go up to the library, and we actually do a lot of different community outreach with that as well. So that was kind of some of the stuff I was involved in while I was a student.
Outstanding. Trammell, thanks so much for being my guest today on Faith and Family. Love to hear your story about Concordia University, Wisconsin.
No problem. I was happy to do it.